Welcome, everybody, and welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is our last segment of the day, and that means it is time for What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin with my good friend and colleague in broadcasting, Terry Barr. Before we bring Terry on, of course, got to hit it one last time. You've got, at this exact moment, 7 minutes to text in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. We give away every day $200 or gold jewelry, and we got one great big old grand prize, which is two indoor club level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game, which means you'll be back in plenty of time for Sunday supper, wherever that may be. And we're going to give you a gas card to get you back and forth to the game. It's a $1,500 value to get entered. You text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it already, shame on you. Go get it. It is free from wherever you get your apps from. Get that app and then text in this word before the clock strikes 6 o'clock this afternoon. This word right here, bank, B-A-N-K. Okay, this fun contest is going to go on all next week. We give away prizes all day long. So happy to have you with us all, and good luck to you. Terry, welcome back. Good to see you, my friend.
Oh, hi, Maggie. It's great to be back with all of you, and happy Friday to everyone. My goodness.
Yes, happy Friday.
I have a question to start this segment.
Sure.
Would you celebrate a really special birthday? Do you have something really unique or different that you might do?
Being from Wisconsin, we're going to be eating and drinking. Like, that's clearly going to be, it's clearly going to be part of it. Gifts are one of my love language, my love languages. And so whenever somebody has a big occasion, I always try to think of the things that bring them like joy and love. So for example, my dad's birthday is coming up on October 1st. Ooh. And since the Brewers are going to be in the playoffs again, and they have been for the last few years, I always get to bring my dad to a playoff game, and he absolutely loves baseball. So that's always my special gift for my dad. I try to think of what that person likes, you know.
That is incredible. Well, this young man that I recently spoke with, he decided, I'm turning 70 this year. What can I do to celebrate it? He has decided to run 7 5K races.
Oh, that's amazing.
Before the snow flies. So he's got 5 under his belt, 2 to go. He's running at races all across the state of Wisconsin, even though he lives in Madison. I just think it's wonderful. He's doing it to obviously celebrate his birthday, but also to let people know he is a cancer survivor. Mm. This is his wife, a cancer survivor, 3 times. And Jacob, I know you have some audio to play. This is Gary Albrecht telling us why this means so much to him.
As I looked at age 70, I mean, it's when you're out there in these races, there's very few people who are over 70. I'm very thankful. You know, before each race, it's really reflection time of to say, you know, this is really great. I can do this. So I thought with 70, that would be that mark to me is a real benchmark. We all have friends, family who have left us or who have fought that battle through cancer. And I think it's just a great message to send out there that we need to fight back. We need to live on, and we need to do for others what we can.
He has a cheering section that stands at every race as well and holds up signs reminding people about cancer research, raising awareness. And again, that's Gary Albrecht. He is a prostate cancer survivor. His wife has survived 3 different types of cancer. He just did the Badger Challenge, which is a specific race to raise some money for cancer research. But now he's going to do one at a zoo. And he hasn't picked the last one, but he said he has to because, again, he wants these done before the snow flies so he can get the word out. He's 70, and he is proud to run these 7 5Ks around Wisconsin.
That's absolutely wonderful, Terry. And I'm just going to tag on to that. One of my best friends from high school, her dad ended up with very advanced kidney disease. And her sister, ended up being a match and has donated her kidney to her dad, and they're both doing extremely well. And not unlike Gary and many who run after they've recovered and been in remission from cancer, there is a group of folks that as organ donors also go out and run or do these events to bring awareness to the fact that after donation, you can do anything that you want as well. She will be hiking the Grand Canyon coming up this October. So what a beautiful coincidence, Terry, that you brought my dear friend and her family to mind. I really thank you for that. It's the Dahlgren family. They were the father. Dahlgren was a longtime ophthalmologist in West Dallas, and his daughter, we call her Pups, again, helped donate and save her father's life. I'm so proud of them and so happy for Gary and his wife.
Me too. Maybe I should tell you, Gary was actually my high school band director.
Oh, Terry, that's amazing. I love it.
When stay in touch. And,
the circles of life. I love it all coming together. That's so amazing. What you got going on this weekend, Terry?
We, too, are going to be cheering on the Brewers. We're going to the game tomorrow.
Oh, that is amazing. A bunch of my friends are going to be going to the game tomorrow as well. The magic number for the Brewers to lock in home field advantage for the rest of the postseason is one. They're playing Cincinnati this weekend. Go, crew, go. Thank you, Terry, for bringing a bit of bright light in these dark times to us every Friday afternoon. You can catch Terry and I talking about what's good, local, and overlooked every Friday in our last segment on this fine program. That's going to do it for Terry and I and all of us here at Civic Media for my program. You got Pete Schwabba coming up next to ride into the weekend with some entertainment news and fun conversation. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Go, crew.